This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America! Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain, Matt Bruce, as I broadcast live from Tampa, Florida, across America on some of America's greatest radio stations. Special thanks go to our military men and women who are listening to us right now around the world. And thank you for your service to America, for keeping us free and safe. To all our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, our police, hospital and ER room workers, and our Border Patrol and 911 dispatchers, too, thank you for your service to America. And to all those people working on the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance, the janitorial workers, all those nighttime mechanics, and we're going to add to the list now the snowplow and sander drivers who have been keeping the roads open in the north during that horrible blizzard that they had up there. Now they've got rain to contend with, and now they've got flooding to contend with. So thanks for all you do to keep America rolling. And don't forget to check out the Captain's America Third Watch.com website. Follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch. And don't forget, we're also on Twitter at Captain's America. All right, we're going to start this hour off with the national anthem. So here we go. America, and to all those that are serving, and by the way, to our special friends over there at MacDill Air Force Base, to CENTCOM, to SOCOM, to Special Operations, to all the countries that serve there with our forces at MacDill, thank you very much for your service to America. There's not a day doesn't go by that we aren't so thankful that you're right there in our backyard, and you're the guiding light that we all like to just keep an eye on here. Now, the big news coming out of the Middle East tonight is the fact that Israel has had to go after locations in the Gaza Strip that fired rockets at them yesterday in Tel Aviv. Now, Israeli warplanes attacked militant targets in the southern Gaza Strip in response to a rare rocket attack in the Israeli city of Tel Aviv. It's been since 2014 that they've had that kind of an attack there. Now, there was no damage reported in Israel, no injuries reported in Israel, and of course it was a significant escalation and is setting the stage for a tough Israeli reprisal, which they are getting. There's a number of air attacks that have happened tonight. There were some more rockets fired, and they were taken down by the Israeli Iron Dome system, but Gaza, and whether or not it's the Islamic Jihad or whether or not it's Hamas that's doing this. They're just totally, totally out to lunch because they're outmatched and they're going to get just absolutely, absolutely annihilated because Israel is definitely targeting the terror sites in Gaza right now. And that's what the palace, what the Israeli Defense Force media said, that they were going after terror sites in Gaza where the missiles had been launched from. Now, Palestine said that a naval base belonging to the ruling Hamas group had been struck, and there were no immediate reports of casualties. But, you know, if that's indeed the case, then that is definitely stepping up the game here on the part of Israel. And there's been air raid sirens going on and off throughout the evening hours over in Israel. Right now it's daytime over there. So we'll just keep our eyes on what's going on and report on whatever we happen to know of. But I will tell you this, the chief Israeli military spokesman, Brigadier General Roman Manelis, said that the army was caught off guard by Thursday night's rocket barrage, but they were trying to determine exactly who fired the rockets. And Israel holds Hamas responsible for all firing coming out of the territory that Hamas possesses, with a large arsenal of rockets and missiles capable of striking deep inside Israel. So we'll see where this goes. This is not pretty. And, of course, watch for the stock market to react today, too, with all of this. Now, also, we have had a horrible attack in New Zealand of two mosques. Now, the problem with this is at least 40 people are dead. 4 people are in custody. Apparently, the mastermind was an Australian who went to New Zealand to plan this attack. They had IEDs rigged on their cars set to explode. They had gasoline in one of the cars, amongst other things, that would have created quite a mess. But a lot of chaos reigning tonight around the world. And as I said, we're keeping our eyes on it for you. And we'll be right back with more to Captain's America Third Watch. And Kathy's going to give you the phone number, because if you want to opine, the number is 877-969-8600. Kathy, take it away.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with 2 beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
All righty, and Denise Simon has the night off. She's doing a ride-along with the Pinellas County Sheriff's Department. Just call her Deputy Denise when she comes back, and maybe they'll give her an honorary badge. Who knows? But anyway, this portion of the program brought to you by the USCCA, United States Concealed Carry Association. To find out more about them and what they have to offer, go to my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, and click on that big old red, white, and blue USCCA logo link that's right there. Take advantage of the free gun a day giveaway that they've got going on, and also consider becoming a member, because if you do, you'll get $474 worth of free stuff for being a member. And that is worth the price of admission anywhere you go. Now, I just heard some more information coming out of New Zealand. The shooter is in his late 20s, the number one, the primary shooter. They believe he may have had help. There's two vehicles involved, both loaded up with IEDs, and one vehicle's got a bunch of gas cans in it. They apparently neutralize the IEDs. That's number one. Number two, we also know that in New Zealand, wait to hear this one, there is no death penalty. So you could go in there and kill 1, 10, 15, 20, 100, whatever. They did away with the death penalty a number of years ago. So this guy will wind up, if he gets prosecuted, and I'm sure he will, this guy and the others that may or may not be involved, because there's four people that have been arrested right now in connection with this, they will not face the death penalty. They will instead live the rest of their life in jail when they get convicted, and I'm sure they will. So there you go. And it was two mosques in New Zealand that the shootings took place at, and at least 40 are dead in this terrorist attack, at least 40. And it's just a terrible, terrible, terrible shame. Not the way to solve anything, believe me when I tell you. All right, now, we also are watching the Gaza Strip tonight with what's been going on back and forth, the tit-for-tat, if you will, with Hamas or whoever it was initially that fired rockets at Israel. One actually struck in Tel Aviv and the others were shot down. And I'm not sure what the total number is. I've been hearing five, but we'll see. We'll see if we can gather a number. Now, I want you to listen to President Trump yesterday when he was talking about the wall. And a lot of you don't realize that they have been building sections of the wall or the barrier, if you will, and not saying a word about anything, just moving along, moving along, moving along, because they've had enough money to build about 224 miles of wall, and they got enough money to build about another 200 miles right now, just based on the money that's been there to begin with for border barrier or wall construction. But here's the president on that very subject yesterday.
No, I don't know what the vote will be. It doesn't matter. I'll probably have to veto. And it's not going to be overturned. And we're going to have our whole thing. It's been the legal scholars all say it's totally constitutional. It's very important. It's really a border security vote. It's pure and simple. It's a vote for border security. It's a vote for no crime. See, we have a border situation also, but it's slightly different than yours. Ours is not actually complex. We have very, very bad laws that are archaic, that were put in by Democrats, and the Republicans didn't fight hard enough at the time. That was a long time before me. But we have catch and release, and we have chain migration, and we have all sorts of things that are horrible. And the world is laughing at the laws that were passed with respect to us. And we are going to have a very strong border very soon. We're building a lot of wall. There's a lot of wall going up. I don't know if you see it. I don't know if you want to see it. But we're building a lot of wall, and there's a lot of contracts being let out actually tomorrow and over the next week for additional many, many miles of wall. And we're going to have hundreds of miles of wall up fairly soon. And it's going to make a very big difference. But we also have to change the laws because whether it's visa lottery, whether it's chain migration, whether it's catch and release or anything else, they are horrible, horrible laws. I want to just commend our Border Patrol and ICE, what they've been doing, Border Patrol, and our military, by the way, has been fantastic. We're building a lot of the barbed wire areas where people were pouring through, they're not going through. They have done a fantastic job. We built some temporary fencing, and we built some permanent fencing with the military. They have done a fantastic job. But the Border Patrol, they are capturing, catching, grabbing, they're doing whatever they have to do, thousands of people, thousands of illegal aliens a month, 75,000 last month. The job they're doing, they're apprehending, call it whatever you want to use, whatever you like to use, but they're apprehending thousands and thousands of people a month. And we're catching them and we're keeping them. We're not doing release. Now, at a certain point, we're going to have to do some release because we don't have the bed space. We don't have the room, and we don't have the funds to build this space because we have ridiculous laws. In other countries, Leo, when you have somebody come in illegally, you say, sorry, you have to leave. In our country, because the laws are so ridiculous, I mean, so stupid, we have to give them a trial. So we send them into the country, then they're supposed to come back, but they never come back. Very rarely do they come back. The most ridiculous set of laws, the Democrats' fault. We want to change them. Unfortunately, we need their votes too. And I think it's going to be a great election issue. Okay, anything else?
Well, it is going to be a great election issue because we're talking about the security of America at our border. And it's a no-brainer for anybody that's paid any attention at all to what goes on. Because we have no idea, ladies and gentlemen, no idea who comes across that border for the most part. No idea whatsoever. And again, a country without borders is not a country at all. Go anywhere else. Check their borders. Anywhere else. You don't just walk across from one border into another. Unless, of course, you're in Europe, because they have their policy with the European Union. But even little Poland got the idea real quick that, hey, man, we got to stop this. What'd they do? They put up a double reinforced border fence. And other countries are doing the same, because they can't keep allowing the people to come in. Now, we haven't said anything about the Boeing groundings. But the one thing that nobody's talking about for the most part, and it should be brought up, is there was going to be a large deal, a large China trade deal, with an order linked to Boeing. And China's move to ground Boeing's 737 MAX jetliners is putting a kibosh in that deal right now. So the order for the Boeing jets is in limbo when it comes to China, which is going to create a problem, I'm sure, for Boeing. What do you folks up there in Seattle think about this that are listening to me on Megatalk Radio, KITZ? What do you think about this idea up there? Are there any Boeing people that are listening to us tonight that want to chime in and let us know what's going on in your backyard? I mean, this is your avocation up there. And I'm sure that once they get this taken care of, everything will go back to normal when it comes to Boeing. They've lost, I believe, 13.5% of their value, their stock value. Might be a little more. I didn't pay attention to it yesterday, so I don't know. But it's a big deal that they'll have to get taken care of soon. By the way, Lori Loughlin, remember her from Full House? Got caught up in this scandal, this cheating scandal, college cheating scandal. She has been dropped from the Hallmark Channel. She had been making some movies over there for the Crown Media, a family network, the Hallmark Channel, and she's done. And with that, they've dropped her like a lead balloon, which is no surprise with everything that's gone on. So when we come back, and we'll be right back with more, we're going to be talking about our next military and veterans news report, and we're going to double check and see what's going on with Israel. And we'll also check and see what's going on over there in New Zealand during the break. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
U.S. USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
Mosque massacre. Breaking news out of New Zealand, where there have been mass shootings at two mosques in the city of Christchurch. At least 27 people killed, and that number unfortunately expected to rise. The gunman, believed to be a 28-year-old Australian, opening fire in the packed mosque and live streaming the horror as more bodies found at a second mosque, the Prime Minister of the country calling it New Zealand's darkest day. Now, witnesses report hearing 50 shots from a semi-automatic rifle at the Al Noor Mosque, where many people were inside for Friday prayers. Those able to get out telling reporters on scene, there is blood everywhere, and the gunman was firing at children. We learn the suspected gunman, posting an 87-page manifesto on social media before the killings, describing them as a terrorist attack. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is time for our military and veterans news segment, and brought to you by the National Aviation Academy with two locations to serve you. And ladies and gentlemen, if you're in a dead-end job, going nowhere, with no chance for the future, a pay raise, or a promotion, listen up, because this will turn your career around.
Hey America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, I want you to check out the National Aviation Academy website by going to naa.edu. That's naa.edu. They have two locations to serve you, one in Concord, Mass., a suburb of Boston, Massachusetts, and they're enlarging the campus to take on more students because they've had more demand there. And the other's right here in our backyard, Tampa Bay, Clearwater, Florida. In 14 months, you can be well on your way to a high-paying, in-demand job with unlimited earning potential for growth as an aviation maintenance tech. And I kid you not, $50, $60, $70, $80,000 a year right off the bat in the U.S. of A. is a real possibility. Matter of fact, if you get lucky enough to get a job that takes you overseas, either by a military contractor or by a company that wants to put you over, say, in the Philippines, or maybe in lieu of what's happened in Ethiopia, they need aviation maintenance tech for the Ethiopian Airlines, you'll get a lot more money. Could wind up with a six-figure salary to start. And it happens all the time because 95% of the graduates of the National Aviation Academy already have a job in their hand before they even get the diploma. But, of course, the job is contingent to having the diploma and the certification as an FAA aviation maintenance tech. So please check them out online at naa.edu. That's naa.edu. Or give them a call at 800-659-2080 to find out more. That's 800-659-2080. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you. That'll open the door wide slap open for you. Now, the situation overseas right now is critical in the Middle East, to say the least, with Israel again going after Hamas and the Islamic Jihad, different terrorist targets. And who knows where that's going to go. But in the meantime, our forces in the Middle East are always on alert. And we know that when we have our men and women on the ground in harm's way, that we're going to have air support that's going to back them up 99% of the time. If it's not us, it's one of our allies, France or United Kingdom, or maybe it's actually Iraq or Jordan or somebody, but somebody's flying in the air all the time to assist our military men and women. So how about American forces that conducted an airstrike near an Afghan army checkpoint after the Afghan forces manning the post fired on a joint U.S.-Afghan force convoy? Now, what did they think was going to happen to them when they opened fire on that convoy? Did they not think that aircraft would be mustered for air support to help them out? Well, they did, and they took the checkpoint out, and they killed a bunch of, quote, friendlies. While you're not friendly if you're firing at a U.S. joint Afghan force convoy. That's not friendly. So they must have had somebody, green on green, that decided to go to the other side, to the dark side, and do whatever. But anyway, in Afghanistan, it's become an incident. Afghan is complaining and this, that, and the other, and the United States is looking into it. But I'm just saying, when you come under fire from the guys that are supposed to be your allies, and we've had a lot of instances where we've had our people get killed by Afghani forces, and you'd rather be safe than sorry. So we did what we should have done, and I don't see any problem with that. We'll let you know what happens as the story continues to develop. Now, Russian aggression is on the rise in the Balkans. We're hearing this because we're being told this by the general leading the U.S. European Command, who told Congress this week that Russian belligerence, and especially its meddling in the Balkans, have increased in recent months, but also assured our political leaders that U.S. military forces in the region are at the highest readiness rate since he took command 3 years ago. Well, that's fine, but what's that mean? What are you going to do? You can be ready, but ready to do what? And the Pentagon plans to slash nearly 10% of its budget for deterring Russian aggression in Europe, where the U.S. wants allies to pick up the funding slack, right after I just got done telling you about the Balkans. President Trump's controversial idea to press nations to pay the full cost of stationing U.S. forces on their soil, plus 50% more, is not a topic the Defense Department has broached with European allies yet. So we'll see what happens when they do that. By the way, the temporary defense secretary, the acting secretary of defense, Pat Shanahan, he's not lobbying the DOD and the military. He wants the job full time. He's decided that he likes it, all the different perks he's getting with it, and he wants to be the DOD secretary. So we'll see what happens there. Now, military men and women, retirees, listen up. The commissary budget is going to take a 21% cut in fiscal year 2020 if the Defense Department's budget request is approved by Congress. Now, we've heard about this for a while, that they were going to streamline some things and try to combine the commissary with a couple of other different things that go on base, kind of like a one-size, one-shop-fits-all. And we'll see where all that goes. By the way, a government watchdog group has asked the Department of Defense Inspector General to investigate whether or not Acting Secretary of Defense Patrick Shanahan violated ethics rules by promoting Boeing weapons systems while serving as a government official. That could be interesting. I don't think it's a violation, but it could be interesting. And a single Ranger battalion, the 1st Ranger Battalion, U.S. Army, ran 198 combat missions that resulted in 1,900 terrorists killed or captured in their most recent deployment. They've received several Valor Awards, and a unit citation is coming to them, the 1st Ranger Battalion. And congratulations for them for doing a stand-up job. Rangers all the way. Also, the Army Rapid Capabilities Office has already had a metamorphosis since its inception back in 2016, shifting from a focus of just near-term challenges to an emphasis on a broader portfolio that aligns with the Army's major modernization efforts. So they will be standing up in the scheme of things as things go along. By the way, for the past 3 months, the crew of the dock landing ship Fort McHenry has been stuck at sea in the Arabian Sea, avoiding port because of an outbreak of disease on board the landing ship. They've just been killing time and germs as they've been trying to get people better so that when they do make a port call, they aren't going to make everybody sick at the port. Wow. Well, I guess that's what happens. It happens in the Navy too, right? Okay, we'll be right back with Chris Markowski, Watchdog on Wall Street. I believe that he'll be calling in this morning. He didn't call in yesterday, but I believe we'll hear from him today. So don't go anywhere. I'm coming right back with more. This is the Captain's America Third Watch, broadcasting live from Tampa, Florida.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly, as you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called Argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology. dermatology right now, it's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Already in this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch is brought to you by our friends at David E. Garrett Jewelers. Now, David E. Garrett Jewelers has been committed to fine craftsmanship and stellar service for over 36 years. They are a family-owned Christian business, and they offer an excellent selection of unique jewelry with amazing prices. They also specialize in one-of-a-kind pieces, sure to catch anyone's attention, and they make things for groups like the fire department, the police department, and the military that you certainly might want to take a look at by going to their catalog, which is available at the website davidegarrettjewelers.com. Garrett is spelled G-A-R-R-E-T-T, davidegarrettjewelers.com, where you can shop thousands of available items, or you can give them a call at 937- 325-3680 for a more personal shopping experience. David E. Garrett Jewelers, a jeweler you can trust, and all military veterans and first responders too get a discount at David E. Garrett Jewelers. Tell them the captain sent you. All right, joining us right now, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Hey, Chris.
Good morning.
It's been a busy night for two reasons. Number one, we started out the night late yesterday afternoon with rockets being fired from Gaza at Tel Aviv, and one of them did come down. They say there's no damage, but the group, the area around Tel Aviv has the Iron Dome, and they shot everything else down that had came their way. And then you know what Israel does. They obviously just jump on the bandwagon and go right after the source, wherever the rockets came from. And, I mean, they went in there and they bombed the bejesus out of these people, not once, but twice with two different waves.
Mm-hmm. I haven't gotten any real, detailed information in regards to what's happened over there. Obviously, been following the story that's come out of New Zealand.
That's bad. That's bad, too.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how bad the reprisals are. I don't know what, how Musk is going to retaliate again. I don't know what this is, the reasoning behind this. We'll see. Sooner rather than later, but Hamas and their rockets is constantly an exercise in futility, and they always are hammered after the fact.
Yeah, and when we talk about what's going on with New Zealand, that is the person they have in custody, that what they believe is the shooter. They've nabbed four people. He's one of them. He's been wounded, but he's in his late 20s. He's from Australia. And one of the reasons that he may have done this in New Zealand is they have no death penalty. And you could go over there and kill one people or one person, kill 100 people, whatever, and you would not be put to death. You'd wind up with life in prison. They're saying that may be the reason. But at least 49 are now dead. That's 49 are now dead in the shootings at two New Zealand mosques.
Yeah, this was a, from what I'm reading so far, from what I've seen so far, this was a white supremacist, attack. You took a look, they said it was reprisals for, terror attacks that took place, in Europe and other places. They had actually written on the magazines that were being used, who the bullets were for. It's a really, really ugly situation. Mm-hmm. Really is just another terrible, terrible thing. You see, the hatred that some people harbor is just extraordinary to me.
Now, you want to take a question from a caller? Well, sure. Wait a minute. They just left again. I don't know what it is, but that's but if you want to call back. We'll take your question. But anyway, this will affect the stock markets in some way, correct? It's not going to be positive, I don't think.
Everything can affect the stock market. You don't know how it's going to affect. You don't know whether or not the market might ignore it, might think something else is more important. It's very, very hard to judge. That's why I don't over the short term. It's something that's you can take a look at that. There might be a reaction. There might be an overreaction. So, we're going to have to wait and see. Again, it's not something that I would ever make any moves on.
Mm. Now, this deal with college. And we talked briefly about it the other day, this pay-to-play scheme with the movie stars and some of the more affluent paying thousands and in some case millions of dollars to get their kids into certain selected schools, faking body shop pictures and calling them athletes when they weren't. I used to remember some of the stuff that went on with the, what was it called? It was the Orange Boosters up at Syracuse University. Remember them?
Yes.
And every now and then they would get caught maybe with their hands in a cookie jar a little bit about something they did that went just a little bit too far for one of those athletes. Usually it was a football player, one of those athletes, and there'd be a fine or maybe there'd be a one-game suspension or something like that. But it didn't happen all that much. Now what we've just seen tells me that this was going on behind the scenes, in my opinion, years ago, to a smaller degree, where maybe they were giving out tickets or something like that, but they certainly weren't taking hundreds of thousands and in some cases millions of dollars, were they?
Well, Matt, it's a little bit different. I mean, these aren't – what we're looking at here is we're looking at people cheating to get into school, and these weren't athletes.
Right.
These weren't people. These are people that they were pretending to be athletes and said that they were recruited to actually get them into the schools, which was a complete and absolute farce. You know, the cheating on exams, that was extensive. This is just the tip of the iceberg. In particular, the person down who worked at IMG down in Florida,
came
out that he'd go to 40 years in prison for what he did.
If you don't think
that he's singing like a canary right now, mm-hmm. and giving up all the other tests that he had taken, all the other stuff that he had done over the years, you're crazy. That's what's happening right now. They're getting to various different people and they're making a much, much bigger case. And this is going to just show just how widespread this actually is. But, you know, listen, I look at this and I hope it kind of like pulls down, the entire system. I really do, because the system in of itself, a higher education, is just, it's absurd. I had gave a long rant about this, talked about fairness and how, look, life's not fair. And these schools out there are going to do what they want to do. We've got to move to a point in time where colleges and universities are what they are. They're businesses. They're for-profit entities. They're not non-for-profits. No more government money funding these various different institutions, if this is kind of how they're going to operate, and let them go out and survive on their own.
Julie, you're calling me on my cell phone. If you want to call the show, it's 877-969-8600, 877-969-8600. So there you go. Now, the other thing is, Chris, you played lacrosse at Syracuse University, right?
The team I was didn't play much, but was on the team.
Yeah, but you made the team. You got on the team. And as somebody that made the team and got on the team, you got to feel really strange about hearing about these people that were wannabe swimmers and wannabe crew members and wannabe tennis players and whatever, and they never did anything.
But these were kids that, you know, I got into school, you know, not because of my lacrosse acumen, by grades. These are people that got into school where the coaches at the school were going along with this and getting paid off.
Yeah.
And saying that they were athletes when they weren't. They're tennis players.
Did you see the charity? Did you see the charity that the USC coach put in place, and it was a mailing address was the same as the coach's address, and that's how they caught him?
Well, it was one of the ways, the body, I mean, photoshopping faces onto pictures, Georgetown, Stanford, USC, I mean, all of these schools. You see the tennis coach that was involved with this at Georgetown, getting people into Georgetown who didn't even play tennis, is actually putting up as the Obama's personal tennis coach.
That's right. But they're not involved in this, so don't anybody.
No. But I'm just saying, it shows you how high that this thing goes, and you know just how awful this situation is. So these people got in as recruits, got into the school, took spots that other kids could have gotten.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, my point is this: I said, you know, if that happens to you, or you know, you may not. You're obviously not going to know if it happens to you. Yeah, you kind of have to, you know, stand up and you have to kind of like move on with your life. But you know, there's going to be bad situations. Life's not fair. And you'd be slighted from time to time. And, you know, I feel horrible for those kids that, you know, that were slighted. But hopefully it doesn't define you in life.
All righty. Well, I got to go, and we'll catch your show live at 9 o'clock all across the country. So you have yourself a great weekend, and we'll talk to you on Monday.
You got it. Have a good one.
All right. Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Find out more about him and how you can hear him by going to WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. And I'll be right back with more. And Frank Salvato, managing editor of the New Media Journal, right after all these messages.
Hi, everybody. This is the captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.